minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And we are totally psyched to have this this next guest on the program, a great friend of the station, and especially from the past season with the Isaiah Stevens Show. Joining us now, the man, he is back with CSU. He's back on the show today, Isaiah Stevens. Welcome into the program. Isaiah, my man. Dude, you hear it. The studio audience, they're loving it. Everyone is just so pumped to have you back and ready to go for some Moby Madness next season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on, man. I'm super excited.
All right. So let's get into some of the details on this, man. Talk to us about the process. I'm always curious to know how this goes and kind of what you were left with as far as impressions and ultimately what led to your decision to come back.
Yeah, man, it was a great opportunity for me just to be able to get out there in front of some NBA personnel, be able to walk in gyms all over the country and just try to put my best foot forward. Got a lot of positive feedback as well as some things that I feel like I can improve on over the next year or so. And ultimately, man, I just felt like it was the right decision for me to come back to CSU and play out my last year and try to make another run at the tournament.
Well, and we know what a great player you are, and you're going to have a great season next year. We know at whatever level, you know, the pros, whatever you end up doing, you're going to be great there. But when you were getting that feedback, I mean, obviously, there's got to be a part of you that's like, yeah, I could go and I could get drafted. We'll see. But there was more of a part of you that said, I'd rather go back and see if we can run this thing back and perhaps squeeze back into March Madness.
Yeah, for sure. There was definitely some opportunities for me to go ahead and potentially start my professional career, and there was a couple out there that really looked promising. But all things considered, man, I just felt like it was the right decision for me to take this year. And like you said, man, we've made some really big additions to the team, as well as we have some guys already on the roster that I know will continue to improve and as well as get healthy for some of these guys and be able to make a huge impact. So It was a win-win situation for me, honestly. I didn't view it as like there was a downside, really, in my decision-making process.
All right, so we know you were so busy in this evaluation process, but, yeah, you mentioned the transfers coming over, getting a guy like Josiah Strong back. It didn't really feel like he ever really got going last year because of injuries and health and all that stuff. So how much of that were you heavily monitoring? Like, oh, there's another name. Oh, Neat Clifford. Oh, Joel Scott. Okay, that's interesting. How much were you doing that and then scratching your chin a little bit? Like, all right, here we go.
Well, I'm still a Ram until I officially make that decision. So I'm definitely monitoring those things. But, nah, man, our coaching staff had a great feel for everything that was going on. And I was even able to meet a few of the guys while I was still up on campus before I left for the whole pre-draft thing. And, nah, man, I think we brought in some great pieces, great people too, man. So especially guys like you talk about, like Neat Clifford, that was somebody that I met back during my freshman year when he was going through his first recruiting process. So it's cool how things start to play themselves out over time.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about all those names. And then you put your name in there. Our poll question today, Isaiah, maybe you should answer this. Where do you rank in the GOAT conversation, man? I got a lot of people. And I'm talking CSU men's basketball. A lot of people are saying you're the GOAT. A lot of people say in top three. Do you care to comment there at all? Any opinions?
Nah, man, I don't, man. I'll leave that for everybody else, man. I just try to go out there and do my job, and hopefully I've been able to put enough on the table to at least be in the conversation. So, that's cool that it's even being had.
Yeah, you're in the conversation, my man, and I think you're going to really cement that fact next year. Okay, who did you tell first, Mom?
Yeah, my family, we were all at the dinner table. We were just sitting there kind of just weighing all our options, pros, cons, strengths, weaknesses of everything. And, yeah, man, I was probably the first people that I just came out and said it to that I wanted to go ahead and go back to school. So we were just having a normal family discussion. Then after that, I proceeded to hit up the coaching staff, Coach Nico first, and then went down from there. So, yeah, it was a fun day.
How many times a day did you get a text from Coach Medved or Ali Farouk Manesh or any of those? Or did they give you your space?
No, they definitely gave me my space, man, and that's something that I was truly appreciative of and thankful for, just because although I love those guys to the fullest and CSU has been great for me, I was stepping into a new space and I wanted to be able to just fully focus on that. And they were completely understanding of the whole thing. We definitely had some conversations throughout the process, but they weren't on me every day, like begging me to do this, do that, or anything. They let me go through the process the way that I felt like I needed to, and I was grateful for that.
Aren't you happy you don't have to answer those questions anymore from us pesky media guys? Like, aren't
man,
you thrilled?
Nah, it started getting heavy there for a minute. I can't even lie to you. It started getting heavy there for a minute.
I tried not to bug you too much. I just tried to trick you a few times. Like, hey, Isaiah, you in for the show next year? I mean, what are you thinking? What's your schedule looking like? You wouldn't take the bait, though.
Nah, man, I couldn't. I tried to stay strong on that, but nah, definitely threw a few jabs in there that kind of kept me on my toes.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this, and I mean, you and I've talked a little bit. We're planning on running the show back next year. I'm really excited about that, my man.
Absolutely, man. We have to. Even bigger and better than what it was this past season. Now I'm excited for it.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Well, let's talk about, I mean, we can talk about most of these guys. I mean, you mentioned Neek Clifford. Don't you feel like, Neek, with him last year with the team I won't mention on the air with you on the show, but with what he was doing toward the end of the season, it really felt like he was just getting better every single game. So I'm excited to see how that transitions with you guys next year.
Yeah, 100%. And especially, like, those Pac-12 games are on late at night. So if we're not playing, there's a pretty good chance you probably could catch a Pac-12 game. So I was able to actually catch a lot of him and Colorado as a whole and watch a lot of games. And, man, nah, the strides he took from the beginning of the year to the end of the year is something that I think everybody should be excited about on the CSU side of things. So. Nah, man, he's a great piece for us.
Yeah, well, and look at you being professional. You did actually mention, I was just trying not to get in trouble with Rams fans, but you're a professional. You can get away with saying Colorado. I can't.
Oh, man, I just said the name of a school at this point.
And then obviously some good additions here. You get the guy from Black Hills State, Joel Scott. I mean, he has an amazing resume. New Mexico's Javonte Johnson. Those guys should be really good there. And then you're seeing, you know, just Josiah Strong. It almost feels like that's a bonus because we didn't get to see him a lot in action last season. Patrick Cartier, Jalen Lake. I mean, there's a lot of good players on this roster.
Man, 100%. And then it all comes down to the work, though. And so everything looks good on paper. And when we start these summer workouts up, that's going to be just the everyday grind of trying to build chemistry, cohesion, and just understanding what we're playing for. And so I think we brought in the right guys that put winning above everything else. And I think that's why we have a chance to be really special, more so than the talent that we've seen over the years from these guys. So. Yeah, man, we're definitely in a good spot.
We're talking to Isaiah Stevens, CSU's all-time assist leader. You're really going to you're going to pad that stat next year, man. I mean, we know. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that was gonna be a fun one to continue to push out there.
I love that. I think it's going to be so much fun to see what you do, especially with all those guys we just mentioned too. Can you tell us about some of the feedback that you got? As far as, I mean, I look at you, Isaiah, and I love basketball, and I just know you're sensational at it, but I can't pretend to sit here and go, well, this is something I could pick apart. This is something. What were you hearing as far as some of the things you could work on and that you're really going to focus on for next season?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just continuing to improve physically out there on the floor, just continue to get bigger, stronger, faster, everything like that, and then continuing to just be as efficient as possible as a guy my size, just being able to hit any shot from anywhere and putting in the time and the reps to make that happen. And so definitely a lot of positive feedback. There were a lot of teams that were hoping that I would potentially be able to stay in the draft, but and potentially take on like a developmental role, whether that's through the G League or something like that. But yeah, man, I'm super excited to be back. Just take everything that I learned and try to apply it, especially to this summer and the early fall, and just try to make those necessary adjustments and growth.
Isaiah, how much did the end of the season help kind of with your process too? Because at the end of the day, the ups and downs that you guys faced with so many injuries, you had the injury to start the season. But then at the end, when it came down to it, you were in a photo finish there. When you guys ultimately got knocked out of the Mountain West Tournament, you were right there. How much of that did you look at and go, man, We're there. We just got to, hopefully we can stay healthy and all of that stuff. How much did the end of the season impact the decision?
Man, definitely played a little bit of a role, for sure. Obviously, no two seasons are ever the same. Coach Medved is notorious for preaching that. And so you have to go out and earn it each offseason and each season. But it definitely sweetened the treat a little bit. And so understanding what it looked like when we were able to get the majority of our roster on the floor and even more so in practice at the same time, and we were able to improve so fast, that's kind of when you start looking back thinking like, man, what could have been. But you know, everybody has those seasons every so often, and hopefully we'll be able to flip the narrative a little bit this upcoming year.
Oh, man, we are so excited about this. I'm pumped for you. I'm pumped for Colorado State. I'm pumped for your family. I'm pumped for the Rams family, quite frankly. So congratulations, man, on this decision to stay another year. I know the sky's the limit for you, both with CSU and beyond. And I'm here for it, man. I think it's going to be a blast of a season next year.
Yes, sir, man. I'm super excited.
Who you got in the finals? Nuggets or Heat? What are you thinking there?
Got to go with the Nuggets on this one, man. I don't think it'll be easy, but I got the Nuggets at six.
Nuggets and six. I like
Nuggets
it.
Nuggets and six.
All right, man.
That's my vote. Y'all can go ahead punch that one.
I'm writing it down because we're going to call you after it probably comes true or doesn't come true. We'll give you a call.
Sounds good.
Isaiah, man, good to talk to you. We'll be in touch. We got a radio show to prepare for next late fall, whatever, and we'll be excited for it, my friend.
Yes, sir, my man. I appreciate you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Isaiah Stevens, he is CSU's all-time assist leader. He is returning to the Colorado State University. I think this is going to be a stacked team. Angel, I'm calling my shot, man. This team's dancing next year. Stay healthy, you know, stay on the floor. But this roster is going to be pretty damn good, man. I mean, Lytle pointed it out in his article, talking about how it has the fans dreaming of March Madness again. Last year, you just didn't get the feel that this thing ever really clicked. You started with Isaiah Hurt, so he missed a ton of games to start off. And then Josiah Strong was supposed to be a big part of this team. He could never really get it going because of health and injuries. And so, yeah, there's a lot of new faces. And we'll see how much they miss a guy like John Tonjay. But with the guys they're bringing in, it just seems like Joel Scott, Neat Clifford, Javonte Johnson, and then your returners with Patrick Cartier and Jalen Lake and Strong. I mean, this is going to be a good group there. I did not get the question to Isaiah about Aaron Katsuma, who's moving on to go to New Mexico. So we'll save that for a later day. 12:19 the time. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The boys of summer are back. Hear Rockies baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
I don't know if you guys know who that is. That is Skillet. And they're going to be performing at the Greeley Stampede on Sunday, June 25th at 8 o'clock. They'll be with Stephen Stanley opening act there. Skillet is something else, dude. See, I'm a rock guy. So when I heard Skillet, I was, you know, I'm pretty excited about this. So I'm going to give a pair of tickets away for those guys in a moment. Thanks to our friends at Lemons Heating and Cooling for providing all of our ticket giveaways here on the whole show. You guys want a chance to go see Skillet? Do not touch the dial. Get ready to call in just a few moments. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. What's going on with CU lately? I hear the other the other primetime son, is now officially committed to the University of Colorado. So there's some news there. Getting exciting.
Big 12 potential.
Big 12, Pac 12. Big 12, Pac 12.
Big 12.
Exit Pac 12. Go to Big 12. How do we feel about that? And you know, having primetime is just a huge part of that. It's a, absolutely a huge part of that. So we'll kind of see where it goes and ultimately what they're going to be doing. But Brian Howell retweeted this, Deion Sanders, per a CU release, the exposure this provides to our student athletes as far as the schedule and what where we're going to be on and everything is one reason they came to the University of Colorado, we coming. So schedule so far, the TCU game, September 2nd, 10 a.m. on Fox. September 9th against Nebraska, 10 a.m. These are all Mountain, by the way, on Fox. And Angel, 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 September 16th against Colorado State, 8 o'clock Mountain Time on ESPN.
Just saw another one here. Their game against Stanford, October 13th, will also be 8 o'clock on ESPN.
Woo! Man, look at all these games, dude.
A lot of games to fall asleep to.
Washington, oh, come on. You know you're going to be into this.
No, it's starting. The trash talk begins today.
Because they're trying to
steal. We are less than 100 days from college football.
They're trying to steal some of your thunder, Angel.
You can't steal the thunder.
They stole your whatever it is.
See, there's no
spring,
word for it. You
spring
can't
game.
Even steal it.
Their spring game
You can
thing.
Have a spring game.
They were the most watched spring game this year.
Yeah, because there was like three that were on TV.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Well, Bama was one of them that was on TV, right?
They were on ESPN Plus.
Oh, the app that nobody has
you
and it always screws up.
Good football. Not whatever these third string walk-ons are doing.
This is good. I want this now. Because now, they're, if
I'm getting
CU,
ahead of it because it was, everyone's going to jump on
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I told
see,
you I was
I
right about
you.
CU. No, I told you.
See, if CU was just with Carl Durrell this year, and it was just CU, you'd be like, oh, yeah, hopefully they could turn it around. We'll see. That'll be fun. Good for them. Mm-hmm. But now they're kind of like a little fly, a little mosquito right now on your shoulder,
no,
on Nick Saban's shoulder, and he's kind of like trying to flick it away, but then realizes, well, that's bigger than I thought.
They're not even an insect.
What kind of mosquito is that?
They're not
it's
even
like the
a
size
thing.
Of a lion.
They're a speck, like from Horton Hears a Who. And they're just existing in this little speck on a flower. And get trampled by some elephants.
Wait, doesn't the little who, doesn't he end up being like a big-time cool character at the end of the movie?
Yeah, I mean,
you're,
the main Horton character is Horton the elephant.
Horton is an elephant, but doesn't the who like have to help Horton out?
No, Horton helps the who.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Horton Hears a Who?
Mm-mm.
Have you read the book? You
wasn't
read
a big
the
Dr. Seuss guy. Not that I'm against Dr. Seuss. I just didn't. Wasn't one of the. I mean, Green Eggs and Ham, because we. At my preschool, we did like we actually had green eggs and ham.
Still eat that to this day.
I would eat some green eggs and ham. You know, that sounds actually delicious right now. I haven't had lunch. The Washington State game is on FS1, 8:30, November 17th. A lot of prime time games. How many times do you think we'll hear that?
Probably every second of every day.
This season will be the first in Colorado history that the Buffs' first two games will be on network TV.
This is the first Buffs football season ever.
Before,
it's just in.
It doesn't matter. It'll be just the second time that each of the first three are on either network TV or the main ESPN channel. The other time it happened was CU's national title season of 1990. How about that? The Buffs, whether you agree or disagree or like or don't like, for the time being, the Buffs are getting a lot of play right now. So, here we go. They coming. They're coming. I have a pair of tickets to go see Skillet Sunday, June 25th at 8 o'clock. I'm going caller number 10 on the First Advantage text or hotline. First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. If you're caller number 10, you get a pair of tickets to go see Skillet, an amazing rock band, on June 25th at 8 o'clock for the Greeley Stampede. 30 minutes after the hour, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, joins us next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Feels like the Buffs are, in fact, back in that saddle. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. No stranger to a saddle, by the way. Mark joining us now. A lot of stuff to go over with you, Mark. I don't even know where to start, man. We got big discussions to have here today.
There's a lot going on, man. It's, since Coach Rhymes got the town, there's never a dull moment.
There's never a dull moment. I'm looking at all these games on Fox and ESPN. We're talking about moving on, perhaps. Big 12 is still a big-time discussion, Mark. And let's start there. Let's talk about the Big 12. There's apparently some substantive talks going on with the Big 12 as the Buffs are really considering leaving the Pac-12. What do we know about this one, my friend?
As much as I can, honest with you. I mean, and here we saw that comment that Brian Howell got from Rick George, three, 4 days ago, I guess now, where he said, we're members of the Big 12, we're happy to be in the Big 12, we're proud to be in the Pac-12, and we'll be there until we're not. Well, that kind of leaves things open-ended a little bit.
I mean, hey, he's not wrong. It's very clear, I guess.
No, very, very true. And so when I saw that story by Dennis Dodd and CBS, I guess it came out yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I went, whoa. I mean, that's, Dennis Dodd's a serious guy. He's a serious journalist. And when somebody like a Dennis Dodd put something like that out there, there must be something there. So, and when you think about it, I will claim no knowledge whatsoever. I don't have, there have been times I told you in the whole coaching deal, I knew very early, before anybody else did, in terms of kind of the public for public consumption, that Deion was a strong candidate and then was told, listen, this is probably going to happen. So sometimes I hear a lot of things, obviously, in my position. This one I haven't heard a whole lot. It's been very, very quiet. Let's just analyze it, Brady. When you look at the numbers that we have seen coming out of all the reports around the country about a media deal for the Pac-12, it's not sustainable. You can't be, I saw one here a week or so ago. They were talking about the per school allotment being $20 million a year. That's a lot of money, but that's chump change.
Yeah.
That's nothing. And so if those are the real numbers that we're seeing out there, that is not viable. And so I don't know where you go with that. We haven't obviously heard anything official, but if that's the ballpark we're talking about, I think if you're Colorado or Arizona or Oregon or Washington or whomever else, you're probably smart by just looking around and kicking tires and going, hey, is there something else out there? Because I'm not sure this is going to work for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, and we've heard this just off and on about a lot of teams, to be frank, but we've really heard this about the Buffs, especially the past few months because of the primetime factor there. I don't know, Mark, you're right. You see an article come from a guy like that with Dennis Dodd, you do start to go, okay, where there's smoke, there's perhaps some fire here. If a move were to happen, I mean, when could we expect that?
Well, in terms of, remember, just like we saw with UCLA or USC, if something were to transpire, there's a two-year process you go through. And so let's just, for conversation's sake here, let's say there was an announcement made on August 1st. The Buffs were going to make a move. Well, you're going to play, that's interesting. I don't know if that would mean that you'd play the 2023 and 2024 seasons, or would you have to go 24 and 25 before any real move would happen? So, That's yet to be determined, but it's generally about a two-year process that you got to go through. Did you see the piece, and I'm trying to remember who it was that put it out, This is maybe late last week, where somebody went back and looked at the distribution in the Pac-12 and the Big 12 and had to kind of guesstimated a few things out there, but said Colorado probably lost somewhere in one of the $100 million range over the course of their time in the Pac-12 of what if they just would have stayed in the Big 12.
Wow.
That money they lost over
Wow.
$100 million, and that was, and the guy was saying that that's probably on the low end, but you know, as I'm crunching the numbers, he said that's the best I can come up with. So, you know, when that move was made, you got to go back to that 2011 range. When that move was made, there were reasons for it, and I understood the reasons for it. And I've said this many times in your show, Larry Scott did nobody any favors. The way that guy mismanaged the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 network, and the way he screwed that up, and the way he spent money, has been an unmitigated disaster. At the end of my career, I look back, I can think, okay, who are the people that did the worst job? You know, and you can look at certain areas and go back, you know, Josh McDaniels kind of sucked at with the Broncos, and, you know, Dan Hawkins wasn't very good at CU as a football coach. I'm not sure there's going to be anybody in my career I look back on and say was worse at their job and got more out of it. The guy walked away with $50 million and literally, potentially destroyed a conference.
Which is just fascinating too in this day and age of consumers wanting college football, especially Power Five college football. It almost feels like you just have to bury your head in the sand to screw it up that badly.
Well, what he did, and a lot of folks don't know this, what ultimately happened with the Pac-12 network and why you couldn't get it on DirecTV, and you can help me out here. I've got Direct at my house, and I don't get into my house. Was it on cable and not on Dish? I'm trying to remember. But anyway, the reason it didn't get vast play out there was because Larry Scott sat down and demanded 8 channels on every one of those outlets, those delivery systems. And what I mean by that, he wanted the Pac-12 National, he wanted Pac-12 Mountain, Pac-12 Washington, Pac-12 Oregon, Pac-12 Northern California, and basically had a channel for all those and said, no, we want you to carry all 7. And the carriers have to say, we're not carrying all 7, for goodness sakes. We'll carry 1 like we do with the Big Ten network or the SEC network. And that was one of the major sticking points. It really came down to that. And at some point, you've got to look back and go, hey, this ain't going to happen. We're losing our tail here. We've got to make some adjustments and relook at our business model. And he never did that. And then, you know, you've seen the stories like I have, the spending, the internal spending and the, you know, the friendship and nepotism that went on. I mean, it really is a startling story. Somebody like John Canzano or one of John Wilner have got to write a real extensive story, as good as those guys are, on the failings of Larry Scott and what he did to this conference. And it's sad to me, you know, and if the Buffs end up jumping, I mean, and I don't know that they will, but if they end up doing it and the Conference of Champions, the Pac-12, which has been a supreme conference for 75 years, and at the, if it ends up folding and just getting crushed, man, that's a tragic story.
Yeah, and honestly, we see that. You mentioned a guy like McDaniels. We see guys like this where you're handed an opportunity here, and not only did you not take advantage of it, but you set it back. You set it back, yeah, to the point where we're going to see teams leaving this conference for the next few years.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. And the fact that, like I said, that guy walked away with his $50 million and you know what's going on right now. There was an in-house, apparently an accounting mistake, which is stunning to me, that $50 million was overpaid to the Pac-12. And that's another financial burden this league has got, that every school is going to end up paying like a $50 or a $5 million price tag this next year back to, was it Comcast or whoever it is? I mean, it's just unbelievable that the ineptness that went through that league. And that's why we're at this point where, and I don't care if it's one of the four corner schools or it's the University of Colorado, it's Washington, Oregon, everyone's kind of looking around saying, you know, what's the future hold? What's it going to look like? We see what's happening to Big Ten and the SEC, and all the money is passing it around. And you know, conferences like the Pac-12, Big 12, and ACC right now are trying to figure out what is their best route forward. And right now, out of those 5 power conferences, the one of the worst position is the Pac-12. Make no mistake about that. And so all of that mismanagement has led us to this point.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. And that's why this season is so important, right, Mark? I mean, hiring primetime was a big step, and we're seeing some big names coming in. We've talked about names leaving, but certainly some big names coming in. This season is so huge. And then when you look at the schedule, You look at the TV schedule, too. Fox, ESPN, FS1. I mean, a couple of ESPN games there. This is a very important year for so many reasons for the Buffs. Maybe, Mark, maybe the most important ever.
Yeah, and I try to caution people a little bit. You don't, because Colorado is what it is. You know, maybe I've said this on your show before. I always used to tell my interns that when they interned for me and we got around to the end of the internship and there might have been a job situation open, and then the young man or young woman would be thinking, I really got to polish up my resume because I'm going to interview for this job. And I've always told them, you've been interviewing for the last 4 or 5 months, however long you've been an intern, okay? One interview is not going to change the perception of you. One season is not going to change the perception of the University of Colorado and what it is. That interview process for Colorado in terms of its attractiveness to other conferences out there has already been done. Now, Prime adds a sexiness to it. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you just talked about the television assignments that we're seeing so far. The first two games, the big noon game on Fox, okay? 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That's the Prime effect right there. But Colorado football and its brand is what it is right now. Dion adds to that to some degree, but you know, everyone knows what it means from a television market standpoint, what it's meant from a brand standpoint, what it's meant from a historical standpoint. So the year is important more so, I think, from the immediate future and Colorado regaining and refinding its position as one of the top 25 greatest football programs of all time, which it is, more so than just, okay, we want to add University of Colorado because Coach Prime is there. You know, Coach Prime, we hope he is here for the next 10 years, but, you know, he's not going to be here forever. When you add Colorado, you're going to add them for the foreseeable future. Deion Sanders will be here. Like most coaches, you know, you hope a guy can spend 10 years in a job, and I hope he does a phenomenal position. But, you know, I don't put too much stock in just this season securing the future for the Buffaloes. The resume is already laid out for everybody.
Well, and I think that's an interesting point, too, if you can get into the Big 12, because with the state of the Pac-12, everything that you've already laid out in this interview and several chats we've had in the past, you know, there is that question of, okay, how long does Prime Time coach for the Buffs? Let's say he's really successful, but let's say he's just ready to move on. It's not like he's been a career coach. He's done a lot of things in his career. He's not Nick Saban, who just started this a long time ago and keeps going. So who knows what that might look like 5+ years down the road. If you're in a conference that is stable, then as you mentioned, that will set you up for the future down the road. So it's not this gigantic mass exodus when Prime Time leaves or when that happens, because you are in a stable conference.
That's what I mean by the fact that if you're a conference out there and you want to add Colorado, you're adding Colorado. You're adding Colorado now, as it turns out, right now with Coach Prime as the head coach, which brings enormous amounts of excitement and anticipation and attention and all that comes along with that. But you're adding Colorado, and Colorado is a marquee program and has been for a long time, but you're basing that on that. I don't think your overall – I don't want to underplay it. It's a factor. Because the immediate impact, as we're seeing up in Boulder right now, can be substantial. But understand, you know, you're buying yourself, that brand new F-150, right? And it just so happens right now you got the total package on it, okay? But you're still buying an F-150, so you're buying the truck. And right now we've got all the add-ons, on that vehicle, if you will, in terms of Deion Sanders. So it's not that it's not a factor, and I don't want to underplay that, Brady. But I'm just trying to make the point. You're adding everything. You're not just adding Colorado football. You're adding tadball and basketball, and J.R. Painter women's basketball, and lacrosse and golf, and go on down the line, volleyball and everything else. So it is. Football is the most important sport. Make no mistake about it. That's the financial engine that drives everything. Colorado has built its reputation, its resume, over the course of its couple hundred years of existence or whatever it is at this point in time. And so I guess it'd be 140 years of existence. But the point being is that's what you're adding. Deion Sanders adds extra value right now.
Mark, it's funny you mentioned the truck thing, too, because we all saw the picture. That's a very large vehicle that Coach Prime Time's driving around, man.
My wife, I was explaining to her, and she was like, I don't get it. And I said, well, let me put it this way. One of our trucks is a Dodge 2500, okay? And I said, he bought it for it. So they go F-150, F-250, F-350. And generally what you see normal folks like all of us, right? You're driving a 150, 250, or 350, right? And if you're pulling trailers like I am, you want a 250 or 350. A lot of ranchers out there know that, farmers. This guy's got a 650. I mean, you're talking industrial vehicles here. You're talking professional grade. You're talking equipment type stuff that no regular person just drives around. When you get a vehicle like that, it's a very heavy-duty, purposed vehicle that you're expecting to be towing and hauling enormous amounts of weight. It's just not something normal people just get to drive around. But apparently that's the case.
Well, maybe Mark, he's going to haul Ralphie around, you know? I mean, that could be the plan.
Well, we saw he was a little unnerved by Ralphie, so I'm not sure that's going to happen. You know, he and I have been talking about getting about team roping. Maybe he's thinking about getting a nice, a gooseneck trailer and starting to haul some horses around. Maybe that'll do it. And it's a little bit overkill with that 650, but, you know, you'd rather want to have too much than not enough.
Yeah, you know what? To each their own, I suppose. But, I loved it. And all I tweeted, I wasn't meaning anything negative. I was like, will that fit in Boulder for many reasons? And, you know, we had some interesting comments there.
Well, would it fit? When I thought, there is no way that's going to pull into the parking garage there. I've driven a F-250 through that. There are 2,500, Dodge 2,500 through every time, and you feel like you're kind of scraping the door. There is no way that's going inside that parking garage, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, that's just another one. It's prime time, though. In every story, like you said, there's never a dull moment now. So enjoy it, my friend, and we're excited to see. A lot of great opportunities to watch this team next year, so that's going to be fantastic. But as I always say, Mark, mute the television, and of course, crank up some Mark Johnson.
Ah, you're talking. Yeah, Gary and I are getting tuned up for it. We're communicating on a regular basis, looking forward to the season, and can't wait. And I got to jump into a little bit of baseball last week with the Rockies. That was kind of
saw that. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm ready for some football. I can tell you that.
All right, my friend Mark, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, see you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Didn't mention this, but Tristan Da Silva is coming back on the basketball side of things. 12:51 the time. Quick break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
I was thinking about this last night, as I often do. I wonder if Nikola Jokic is going to get a haircut. I think about that probably half a dozen times a week during the season in the playoffs. And it's official. Joker has, in fact, got his haircut. His hair is cut. You got another report, though. Jamal
Murray also got a haircut.
Also got a haircut.
KCP and AG had their hair braided.
Okay.
And there was a minute of concern on Twitter. It's media day right now. They're down there talking to media and all that. There's like 300 plus journalists and reporters there, which is crazy. But Murray started their shoot around with a massive wrap around his left knee.
Uh-oh.
That was his injured one. And for like 5 minutes, there was this concern. Oh my God, is Jamal Murray okay? Yes, he's fine. It was a heating pad. He hasn't played in a week and a half. You got to warm up the muscles and the joints.
So he's good. We're
fine.
He's fine. Totally good. We got new haircuts. We got new dues. We got a lot of new
stuff. The atmosphere in the Ball Arena. Like, they've got the logos and stuff everywhere.
What are you telling me about this new street name?
Right outside Denver City Hall, it is now Denver Nuggets Way.
Is that the way it is all the time now, or is that just for the moment?
I don't know. It looks pretty permanent.
Maybe it is. It's about time. A lot of crazy things. We got an hour left. We got to recap some of the stuff that's happened today. I mean, we got the Buffs maybe going to leave the Pac-12, finally. Go back to their old stomping grounds, the Big 12. We got new haircuts. We are getting dangerously close to game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night, 6:30. And oh, yeah. Yeah. The Broncos got Elliott Fry, bro. Elliott Fry. Need I say more? We'll be right back.